Welcome back to It All Ties Together. Today's episode is being brought to you by Jen's Trendy Knickknacks. Like you, we believe you can never have too much stuff sitting on flat surfaces in your home. So I have Dane and Carol with me today, and I bumped into them earlier today, and they shared with me a little bit of a story of something that was unusual, and so I asked them if they would come on and I could put them on, and they said sure, and they would do it. So Dane, welcome. Carol, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
So this is really just about you telling the listeners what you two experienced.
Sure. This is about 5 years ago. At that time, neither one of us were believers. We made Christ the Lord of our life in early 2022. So this is probably 2019. And at that point in our lives, we were completely stuck in playing a lot of video games.
We would work a lot,
yeah.
Experience burnout, and then kind of indulge in video games in that burnout. And it was a cycle we were in.
Right. So at this point, we had just started playing this game that, interestingly enough, is called Diablo 3. And we get to a point in this game where we're both playing this game, but we both have a memory of playing this game together prior, which had never happened. And where this gets weird is the details of this experience. You know, I'm very skeptical. So I was like, oh, well, what did it look like to you? Where were we? And she could recant the same details of the room we were in together, even the same color of the walls, the same orientation of the couch, the same orientation of the TV.
Wait, so is this in the game or in where you're setting where you're actually physically sitting?
This is the memory that never happened.
Okay.
But, well, yeah. So here's kind of my take on it. So this vision came as we were playing a video game, and it was early morning. We were sober-minded, and it wasn't so much where were you, it was kind of like where are you, or it was happening to us both at the exact same time. Like deja vu, but it kept happening. The time kept going on. But we were describing, as the vision was occurring to both of us at the same time, what the setting was, who was there, what was happening. And it just kind of kept unfolding. So we were like, what is happening? Like, why are we seeing this? But we could also see our reality.
Right. The best way I can describe it is a memory from the past, but that never happened because we had never played this game together. Yet the details of the game were even unfolding the same way.
It was kind of like a memory of the future, because later on in the game, we got to what was in our vision, but we had never progressed that far in the game we were playing in reality. And we're like, this is what was in our vision. It's like we had a vision,
right,
of what was to come, but we had never seen it or experienced it. And
right.
What was occurring in our tandem vision was, we were playing a video game, and in that video game, we had reached a destination of a small church building, and we were inside as two characters, and there was a demon there, and the whole church building was in flames. So it was like we were inside, but there was a demon, and it was just on fire, the whole church building.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just kind of looking at each other like, we don't know what it is that we're seeing. And then later, I don't know exactly how long later it was in the video game where we actually came to a point where that was a destination.
Yeah, so...
Oh, so before you even got there in the game, you're sitting where you're sitting playing this game. You both see... are you both in this church with a demon that's on fire?
And that's what we saw on the screen in our vision, but with our tandem vision, we were actually oriented at the top right of a rectangular room, looking down into the room.
Out of body.
It was an out of body viewing of ourselves playing this game.
But several minutes in advance of where you were.
And not even minutes, I would say, like even days in advance.
Yeah, we had memories of this happening when we got to it in the game. We realized, wait, I know
that
what's happening.
Vision.
I know all of these details in the game.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm a little slow. So you said you hadn't even played this game before.
No, we
Oh,
never,
okay, so you hadn't played the
we
game
had never
before.
Played it before.
So you had no context for where it's taking
right,
you.
Right,
right. And then later, in reality, the setting was different because we were in our living room in reality. But then we had once we started playing that game, we reached that destination. We're like, this is what was on the screen in our vision. But in the vision, the room was different. But we knew exactly, we were like, what color are the walls? Where is the couch oriented to the TV? Like, we could tell each other colors, directions, who was there with us. It was Dane and I plus another individual. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Dane and I plus another individual who we know in our lives, who oddly enough also kind of has, and I would call it an addiction to video games.
For sure.
But they were in this vision that we were having at the same time.
And is this where one of you lived?
Yeah.
This vision that we had, I've never been in that room.
Right. We don't know what that room was. We've never seen it except in that vision together. Right.
So the vision really was about what was coming up in the video game, but the location where you were sitting at in the vision was unfamiliar to you.
Yes.
And the room was somber.
Uh-huh. It was
silent.
Almost grayscale.
Yeah. Everything was
for
in
both
a tone
of you?
Of gray.
Mm-hmm.
Like no real color?
Not much.
No.
It was like a gray couch, and there was a slight blue hue to the wall, but it was kind of a grayscale scene.
Gray color.
And it was kind of devoid of much emotion. It wasn't a scary vision, but it felt kind of eerie. When you said, were we together, I thought you meant in our physical house. We were together in the same reality setting. But the vision, we've never seen that.
So in the vision, so you're seeing this thing. Are you like distant to where you can see both you and Carol sitting on this couch doing this?
Correct.
And you could see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing yourself as if you're not there.
And we're seeing ourselves playing this game
on
the screen. And the vision kept unfolding as we were playing the game in reality.
It reminded me of the same sensation when you have deja vu. You know, you're like, oh, I know this was going to happen, but this happened to both of us at the same time in the same exact way. And I've never heard of, and I even looked on Google to see if I could find anything about co-experience of deja vu, and I couldn't find anything. And I still don't know what happened.
We have been advised when we've shared it with other believers since, because it was such a strange experience, we've been advised to pray about it to see if God would reveal any kind of meaning to it. We haven't really...
haven't had anything definitive show up.
Okay. Well, and I've heard a lot of weird stuff. I've experienced a lot of weird stuff. I have never heard of like a commingled deja vu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like deja vu is so short, but this was so ongoing. I don't know exactly how long it lasted, but it was at least like...
it was minutes.
5 minutes at least of it just... and we just kept talking to each other about what are you seeing? What are we doing? Just so many details in the moment. And it definitely has stuck with us as like, that was a strange experience in our lives that we experienced together.
Okay. And I'm sitting here with you so I can see your body language, which the listener does not get the benefit of watching. Because I can see the things you're describing. Your hands help me to see that. So is it something that you would describe as if you're sitting in your reality, like this is reality you're sitting in, and like another, like a film strip of, or not, they don't use film strips anymore, a video of, say, like a different time stream, like an alternate time stream opened in front of you as an overlay in front of you. Like, would that be, am I misrepresenting it? I'm trying to think of anything that might help the listener understand.
I think would be pretty accurate. It's almost like if you were in a room, imagine yourself in a room, and our viewpoint was kind of from one of the top corners of the room. We could just see ourselves sitting there.
And it was almost like we could see our physical reality, but we could also see this, you know, film per se, or this vision per se, playing out. It was like we could see two different things. One was cognitive, one was physical.
Right. It's not like I went out of consciousness and had a dream. Uh-huh. I was awake while this was happening, as if deja vu, when it's like recalling a memory is kind of the sensation.
So I think it's fascinating. So you're sitting in one location, what you would describe as a tangible physical location.
Yes.
Playing this game. But you're also viewing it from a distance, but you're viewing yourselves do something that you haven't gotten to yet. But you're also in that vision, you're in a different location than the one you're actually sitting in right at the moment.
Right. As if it was a memory that had already happened. but I'm experiencing the memory for the first time.
And that's why I call it a vision as opposed to a memory.
Right. I just use memory to try to help the listeners understand. I'm not just having, you know, out of consciousness experience where I wake up and something has happened. It's just like I'm conscious experiencing this game for the first time, yet having memories of playing this before in a room I've never been in.
Yeah, you're both conscious. The weird thing is that both of you are experiencing it at the same time.
Right.
And there was, like, was there any substance involved in any?
No.
No.
No, completely.
No DMT, no.
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 You would think.
No pot, no nothing.
No.
Yeah, no.
It sounds like a DMT thing, honestly.
Yeah, I've never taken anything like that.
That's good.
Life.
That's good. I would stay away from it.
But. Yeah, and I guess it was just very bizarre in that we kept talking to each other as it was occurring and as it was unfolding. And it was a very creepy, eerie sensation of, like, what is happening while this is going on? Like, and we didn't know when it was going to end. We didn't know how long we were going to be experiencing this vision together. So we were just kind of taken aback about, like, what is this, like, that we're seeing, that we're doing in this vision? Like, and the fact that we could tell each other details and we're like, yep, that lines up perfectly with what I'm seeing. And it just kept going on. That it was just very unsettling, but not in a fearful way, but like in a what's going on, this is odd way.
Well, I can see, like, even this is roughly 5 years post.
Yeah.
And you still struggle to, like, wrap your brain around and explain what happened. Like, I see the pauses on your face, which the listeners can't, and
sure,
which will be edited out. But both of them keep giving me this look, like, if you've ever experienced something, kind of like I explained in episode 144, it's hard to know where to start. Like, it's so weird. Like, I'm sorry, you want me to explain something to you that you couldn't possibly have a context for, that you probably won't even allow to be real.
Right.
So where would I even start with this goofy story? But I think it's cool. Have you guys experienced anything else either since or before that? Is that just something that kind of Halo jumped into your reality?
Yes. Nothing comes to mind.
I've always had bizarre dreams, but not anything in tandem with somebody like that.
Right. You know? That's what especially makes it weird. You know, I could write off and probably wouldn't even think of anything if I just had some weird experience, you know, in my own consciousness and by myself. But the fact that
we can both verify
had this happening,
it's hard to forget.
It's a very hard one. That's a tough one to explain away. I believe you. I totally believe you. I can't make sense of it. I mean, you guys have been at it for 5 years and you can't quite make sense of it. So
right.
That's very fair. Okay. Well, any other details that you can think of?
Nothing of importance. No, nothing that seems to be relevant. Just,
I mean, I know we recently moved into a home. Gosh. 2023, early 2023, and the couch in the room was kind of similar in color and orientation, but it wasn't quite exact.
Okay.
But I remember mentioning to them, I was like, this kind of reminds me of our vision, like as if we were kind of, but there are details that are very stark differences between the visions. It's not like an exact.
But it still, it hangs right there in your mind. Like someday I may walk into this room.
That would be very
or creepy. Pass through it or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I remember there was no windows in the room. I didn't even have a vantage point of a closet or any kind of door into the room. It was almost just a rectangular, full-walled room.
Okay.
That doesn't seem very realistic unless the position we were viewing it down through was maybe the doorway was under us and we were just overseeing that part. But it was almost like a basement-type room, but no windows or anything.
Yeah.
So... yeah.
Well, I think you take the cake so far on unusual. No, I thank you. I'm very glad that you guys were willing to come on here and do this. So
it's very strange and something, you know, you're careful who you talk to because I could easily be called a little crazy because of that. And I'm very sober-minded and a sane person as far as, you know, as sane as you can be, I suppose.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that. I do know both of these. I do know Dane and Carol, and they are exceedingly even-keeled people. This is not the kind of story I would have expected to hear from either of them. So it's out of context for what I know about them. Well, Dane, Carol, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And I hope that you guys have a good day. And those of you listening, I hope that you have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next one.